That's what's up. That's what's up. On 97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
All right, it's your boy JQ, the Pimp Rella, for That's What's Up, man. It looking like it might be some light at the end of the tunnel for Chris Brown, because his bodyguard, Christopher Hollister, will have the chance to have Chris Brown's back in the D.C. courtroom, man. They're going to have separate trials, according to Judge Patricia A. Wynn. She said, I'm going to bring in Chris Brown's bodyguard first, let him testify on Brown's behalf, then I'm going to bring Chris Brown in, man. Now, you know, this trial's supposed to go down on April 17th. Now, during yesterday's hearing, a D.C. detective testified that Chris Brown's bodyguard originally took the blame for the assault. You know, admitted to hit the victim and urge them not to arrest Chris Brown. But Judge Wynn also rejected the defense's motion to dismiss the case. Ooh-wee, Chris Brown. I got to see what's going to go down with this. Ooh-wee, man. That boy Jay-Z is some shim-sham. He been wearing a medallion, you know, with the symbol of the controversial group, the 5% Nation. And the group was founded by the former member of the Nation of Islam. But they don't consider themselves Muslims. Instead, they believe that black men are gods themselves. When asked about the pendant, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z responded, it's just a little bit of the 5% Nation. But a representative of the group said Jay-Z is not an active member of the 5% Nation because no one vouched for him. Ooh, wee, Jay-Z, you can't be acting like you part of a group, man. I don't care how much money you got, son. Now, we've been waiting for them Air Yeezys to come out ever since Kanye West signed with Adidas. Well, we can look out for it. They're coming out in June, according to Complex Magazine. That boy made the announcement talking about Kanye West in Germany on yesterday. He didn't put the exact release date for him, but he said, man, they're going to be off the chain. He said, you know what? This shoe is going to be the best product for his fans out there, and he thanks Adidas for letting him create some of the best shoes he's ever made in his life. All I got to say is I hope I can get a pair of them things like everybody else in America. Oh, man, the battle rounds are over and the teams are locked in for the playoffs of NBC's The Voice, and it definitely went down last night between Brittany Camille and Jake Barker of Team Adam over Usher's hit Climax. They sung that song, man, and you know what? They stole the thunder. But hey, Usher said, I gotta steal the thunder and take it up a notch and show them the proper way to sing that song.
Who did your song better?
Me.
Going over
Ooh-wee, man, you can't mess with the Usher, man. It's your boy JQ, the Pimp Rella, for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.